much better program.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have the roll call. Mr. Adler is on his way. Ms. Novosich called me. She is not being, she had to work today.
Terry.
And Terry. Mr. Davis, I don't think I heard from him. I'm not sure. Okay, so, but Mr. Adler is on the way. Approval of the minutes for the September 17th meeting, Ms. Hawkins?
Yes, I asked for approval of the previous board meeting minutes.
And do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Before we go into correspondence, could I have Frank Miles come down and
Rick, you didn't win anything this time. And I'm just going to let you do the whole thing. It's just in recognition of the Community Development Block Grant Program. We've been with them for 40 years, and I'm going to let them speak to the CDBG program. But as many of you know, they've been on Grants Committee. This has been a tremendous program for Madison County, and I don't know of a community in Madison County that has not taken advantage for some reason or somehow with this program. I'm just going to let Frank, your department, let you go into just a little bit. You have 1 minute.
Okay. Thanks, Chairman. Thank you, Chairman. In 1975, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, more commonly known as HUD, created the Community Development Block Grant Program to provide funding to help county governments and communities with a wide range of needs. That same year, the Madison County Board, under the leadership of the late Nellie Hagnar, created Madison County Community Development and charged this department with the responsibility of administering these funds. The Community Development Block Grant Program enables the county to help improve the lives of low and moderate income residents by ensuring decent housing and providing needed services to our most vulnerable population. As we recognize the 40th anniversary of the CDBG program and the 40th anniversary of Madison County Community Development, it's important to remember that through this program, Madison County government has made a significant positive difference in Madison County and in the lives of our residents. So as an original grantee of the 75 allocation year, HUD recently presented Madison County with a plaque recognizing our leadership role in the Community Development Block Grant Program, and it's my pleasure to present this to Chairman Dunston and the board.
Correspondence.
Chairman, we have a letter from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency regarding public hearing on a construction permit. There is a letter from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency regarding a permit to manage waste. A letter from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency regarding operating permits. The monthly report of the county clerk and recorder. The monthly report of the regional superintendent of schools. The jail population report from the sheriff. The monthly investment report from the treasurer. That's all.
Okay, and we have one appointment, if you want to bring that up.
Chairman, you have one appointment this evening to the St. Louis Regional Airport. Dennis Doubledy is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of George Machino, who has resigned.
I will entertain it. We have a motion. Is there a second? All in favor? Aye. Questions? All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but we have no speakers tonight. Finance and Government Operations Committee, Mr. Minner.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, Finance and Government Operations Committee has 7 items for your consideration this evening. We have summary report of claims and transfers, immediate emergency appropriation, 2014 Illinois tobacco-free grant, immediate emergency appropriation 2015 CAC DCFS grant, immediate emergency appropriation 2014 vector grant, immediate emergency appropriation 2015 Illinois IBCCP grant, resolution to purchase VEMACS support for the Madison County Clerk, resolution authorizing settlement for the self-funded liability program, file number 10-43006, signed by all members of the committee, and I move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on a question. Roll call. I'll just carry anything else, Mr. Minner.
That's all I have, sir.
Okay, Grants Committee, Mr. Ballone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. The Grants Committee has five resolutions for your consideration this evening. One is a resolution authorizing a park and recreation loan to the Village of Maryville. Second one is a resolution authorizing a home program funds to Justine Peterson Housing and Reinvestment Corporation. The third resolution authorizing the submission of the 2015 Community Services Block Grant Program grant application for the County of Madison, Illinois. Fourth resolution authorizing the submission of the 2014 HUD Continuum of Care Program application for the Madison County Partnership to End Homelessness in the County of Madison, Illinois. The fifth resolution authorizing the release of requests for proposal for in-school and out-of-school youth programs in Madison and Bond counties by the Madison County Employment and Training Department. It's been signed by all members of the committee, and I move for their adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second on the question.
Second.
Okay. Roll call. Anything else, Mr. Malone?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. Health Department Committee, Mr. Holliday.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I have two items. First, I ask the activity report be placed on file as presented.
Okay.
I also have a resolution concerning the appointment of Carolyn Scott to the Health Board Advisory Committee. Whereas the Madison County Board adopted Ordinance 95-02, establishing an advisory committee to the Board of Health consisting of at least 10 members appointed by the County Board, and whereas a vacancy currently exists on the committee, and whereas Carolyn Scott has demonstrated knowledge in public health and has both the experience and desire to serve on the advisory committee, and whereas it is the recommendation of the advisory committee that Ms. Scott be appointed, now therefore be resolved that Carolyn Scott be appointed to the Health Board Advisory Committee and shall serve until April 2017. And I so move this resolution.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
On a question? All in favor by sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Anything else, Mr. Holliday?
Yes, today is National White Cane Day.
Okay. White cane day.
White cane. For those that are blind and use the canes to walk.
Okay. I'm
just
sorry.
Just let people understand it.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times we see them and we don't respect their activity with the cane. So I'm just making people aware that, you know, when you see someone walking with a white cane, be aware that they probably can't see you and give them a proper rest.
Thank you, Mr. Holliday. Information Technology Committee, Finance Government Operations Committee, Ms. Gorman.
Thank you, Chairman. Fellow board members, the Information Technology Committee and Finance and Government Operations Committee have two resolutions for review. The first resolution is to award contract for the purchase of Nexus switches, equipment, and professional services for the Madison County Information Technology Department. The second resolution to award contract for the purchase of a Canon ImagePress 1125 copier for the Madison County Information Technology Department, and I move for your adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second. On the question, roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Gorman?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Planning Development Committee, Ms. Maher.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Planning Development Committee has the following resolutions for your approval. Number one, resolution authorizing the demolition of unsafe buildings and structures. Number two, refund resolution Z14030. I so move approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Yes.
We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Maher?
That is all. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, Mr. Tricano. We have a motion. Is there a second? Got a second on the question. Roll call. Oh. How in the heck did I do that? Go back. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Tricano? And Ms. Glasper, I apologize for missing Public Safety Committee, but we're in tune for a record today, and I'm trying to keep it going. So,
Mr. Chairman and fellow board members, your Public Safety Committee has two resolutions this evening. The first is a resolution authorizing an intergovernmental agreement between the cities of Collinsville, Evansville, Highland, and Troy, and the County of Madison, Illinois, for computer-aided dispatch records management system project, and a resolution adopting the Madison County multi-hazard mitigation plan, and I move for their adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Ms. Glasper? Mr. Simonisen, Transportation Committee.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Transportation Committee has one resolution for your adoption tonight. It's a Siler Road Bridge right-of-way acquisition signed by all members, and I move for its approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Simonisen?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mr. Walters, go ahead.
I just wanted to, we're talking about National Day. Today is National Grouch Day, so if you see my father, tell him happy day.
We'll do that. Any other new business? Go Cards. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So
have a motion, second. All in favor, by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Polls, ayes have it.